Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says morning fog, then cloudy to by the afternoon, high of about 42. Around the area, Kenosha 31, in Burlington 32, Milwaukee 32, 31, in Racine. It's a newly proposed tax incremental district. It surrounds Regency Mall and the High Ridge Shopping Complex. The Standing Joint Review Board got a look at it yesterday. That's the representatives of all the taxing bodies. Jordan Brown with the Racine County Economic Development Corporation calls it an excellent time to be proposing this, given the Regency Mall's new ownership history.
I've been talking to them for about 10 months now, and it's impressive to see how they're actually so hands-on with their leasing and what they actually have a vision for. They've purchased 28 malls and they've never sold one, so they buy and hold. They're not going to be one of the public companies that I explained earlier that just want to just cash flow it and they go bankrupt. That's also the case for other investors on, you know, out-of-town investors that aren't really interested in it, that are just looking to basically bleed it until it becomes a dark box.
City Development Director Amy Connolly noting the Whole Group redesigns their mall acquisitions based on some serious market research.
Whole Group in particular finds that women are the people that do most of the shopping in any family. They're the ones who spend the most amount of money on clothing and all the retail things that you're going to find at a mall. So what they really work on is making these malls attractive to women. So women have more sense of needing safety. They have more sense of needing safe lines of sight. They need, you know, surfaces and, you know, they want to connect into the mall as a place as well. So that's sort of their market strategy.
Total expenditures of $15.7 million projected with TID 20 in several phases over its projected 22 years. Remember the Wild Root Market Cooperative and their intent to put an organic natural food store in Racine somewhere? Well, that somewhere has apparently been announced now. 500 Walton Avenue on the city's northeast side. The $5 million project could go into a 12,000-square-foot formal medical office complex not far from the zoo. Group has been looking at several different possibilities for locations over the past several years. The former Piggly Wiggly site in West Racine was deemed unacceptable. Last night, the Racine County Board okayed a 5-year contract with Aramark Construction, Correctional Services, that is, to provide food service at the correctional facilities in the county. Several supervisors, a little bit concerned, though, about the timing. Aramark's contract with the county expired at the end of last year. Contract before the board last night, retroactive to January 1st. This is Supervisor John Wish.
3 months is not due diligence on our part or whoever is supposed to be handling the contract. Obviously, somebody had to know that this was coming due. It should have been done, and it should have been done in a more timely fashion. An excuse of, you know, I didn't have enough time, to me, doesn't hold water.
Board was told that as part of the contract, Aramark's going to provide the county with up to $150,000 to help replace aging kitchen equipment, including large kettles and dishwashers. Elementary school teachers in Kenosha Unified, they're asking the school board to address the issue of dwindling prep time. KEA membership recently surveyed teachers on the independent prep time, got more than 300 responses. To address the issue, the teachers are asking for more time on Fridays. Several talked to the board last night, Scott McDonald saying that teachers have presented them with a reasonable solution.
Maximizing independent teacher prep time pays great dividends for our students, and it shows the kids they matter. Educators and community members, if you believe a rested, well-prepared teacher is more likely to be effective in the classroom, and that establishing relationships of mutual respect and trust with students and teachers is of significant value, please stand with me.
Board member Rebecca Stevens requested the teacher's resolution be placed on the April agenda for more discussion.
If we're going to be able to meet the needs of all students, our teachers need the time to plan, to differentiate, to work with all students. This can be accomplished.
Board President Tamara Coleman said that she would like to wait until the district, though, has completed its analysis of the recent district survey on preparation and professional development before bringing the issue before the board again. Kenosha Alderman Kevin Matheson, in a post on his Facebook page, says he's going to be moving out of his district this summer and will have to resign from the city council. In that post, he says he had to choose between continuing to stay on the council or purchasing his, quote, dream home, unquote, in Summers to accommodate a growing family. Says he'll continue to live in his home in the 8th District until the summer, then he'll move into his new home once that's complete. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee backing a police department request for $20,000 on a community initiative designed to address barriers for advancing racial equity and supporting the success of every child, cradle to career. Chief Art Howell explaining Race, Equity, and Inclusion, a leadership program to accelerate results in Racine, ties into the efforts of Strive Together and Higher Expectations, that following high-profile events in Ferguson, Missouri, and elsewhere. Chief Howell telling the Finance Committee the department wants to be ahead of the curve, even going beyond what community policing now provides.
Through the work Chief Polzine did in the early 90s, we think we had a pretty good head start on race relations, but again, because of some tragic events that have occurred over the past 2 years, we really wanted to be intentional about engaging in conversations relative to race, equity, and inclusion. And so we found that this was a unique opportunity for us to do that.
The cost of the initiative, as supported by the committee, will take unused contract services money from last year's PD budget, plus some 2017 funding. The first Strive Together learning session was held last week. Others are going to be taking place over the next 2 months. Every inmate in the Racine County Jail would be allowed to get a computer tablet that under a contract approved by the county board last night. Now, the board authorized a 5-year deal with Securus Technologies. This would provide inmate telephone and video visitation service. Sheriff's Captain Doug Waring telling supervisors contract also includes the tablets. They would be specially equipped with several free apps.
Some of the apps that they're going to put on there for free, of course, a phone app so that they're able to use the telephones more and stay in contact with their families. There's also going to be for religious books, law library, GED content, and job search apps. Those are all free that could have come with it.
Waring indicated he's not aware of any other correctional facility in Wisconsin furnishing tablets to its inmates, but it is being done in other states. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.